Good evening. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the news at 9. The headlines. Russian President Vladimir Putin calls Prime Minister Narendra Modi to share insights on recent meeting with US counterpart in Alaska. Prime Minister Modi stresses for peaceful resolution of Ukraine conflict. U.S. President Donald Trump to meet Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky along with a group of European leaders in Washington tonight. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar holds talks with Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi in New Delhi. Lok Sabha holds special discussion on Indian astronaut Subhanshu Shukla's space sojourn. Group Captain Shukla meets Prime Minister Modi in New Delhi. Parliament passes Indian Ports Bill to consolidate law relating to ports and facilitate ease of doing business. Heavy rain disrupts normal life in Maharashtra with flooding in several areas of Mumbai. And India's Kapil Basna wins gold in the 10-meter air pistol men's junior event at the Asian Shooting Championships in Kazakhstan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today received a phone call from Russian President Vladimir Putin to sharing insights on his recent meeting with the US President Donald Trump in Alaska. In a social media post, Mr. Modi thanked the Russian president for sharing insights and asserted that India has consistently called for a peaceful resolution of the Ukraine conflict and supports all efforts in this regard. Mr. Modi said that he is looking forward to the continued exchanges with President Putin in the days to come. Meanwhile, US President Donald Trump will meet Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky along with a group of European leaders at the Oval Office in Washington tonight. Ahead of the meeting, President Trump, in a social media post, asserted that the Ukrainian leader can end the war with Russia if he wants to, while implying that in a settlement of the war, Kyiv will have to give up claims to some areas. President Trump ruled out Ukraine's inclusion in the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, citing Russian annexation of Crimean Peninsula in 2014 under the Obama administration. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today held talks with Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi in New Delhi. In his opening remarks during the meeting, Dr. Jaishankar stressed on three mutuals, respect, sensitivity and interest, to move ahead from difficult period in bilateral ties.
Having seen a difficult period in our relationship, our two nations now seek to move ahead. This requires a candid and constructive approach from both sides. In that endeavor, we must be guided by the three mutuals, mutual respect, mutual sensitivity, and mutual interest. Differences must not become disputes, nor competition conflict.
The talks covered economic and trade issues, pilgrimages, people-to-people contacts, river data sharing, border trade, connectivity, and bilateral exchanges. Dr. Jaishankar said the Chinese foreign minister will also be discussing border issues with Special Representative and National Security Advisor Ajit Dobhal tomorrow. He added that this is very important because the basis for any positive momentum in the bilateral ties is the ability to jointly maintain peace and tranquility in the border areas. He said it is also essential that the de-escalation process moves forward. The Chinese foreign minister arrived in New Delhi this afternoon on a two-day visit to India. The issue of special intensive division drive of electoral roll in Bihar disrupted the proceedings of both Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha today. The proceedings of the Lok Sabha were disrupted twice, while the Rajya Sabha witnessed one adjournment before being adjourned for the day. When the Lok Sabha reassembled at 2 p.m. after the second adjournment, Speaker Om Birla congratulated astronaut and group captain of Indian Air Force Subhanshu Shukla on behalf of the entire house for creating history by becoming the first Indian to travel to the International Space Station under Axiom Mission 4.
Group Captain Sri Subhanshu Shukla ki ye uplabdhi hamare yuvaon ke liye badi prerna hai. Aaj Bharat ka antish karyakram vaigyanik shreshtha aur visheshta se aur visheshnita se pure vishv mein apni vishesh pehchan bana chuka hai. Main sabhi mananiya sadasyon se aagrah karta hu ki is mahatvapurna vishay par vyapak charcha samvad karein.
Later, Mr. Birla appealed to all the members of the House to take part in the special discussion on astronaut Shukla's space sojourn. Amid the noisy scene, Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh initiated the discussion on India's first astronaut aboard the International Space Station, focusing on the critical role of the space program for Viksit Bharat by 2047. The minister lauded the achievements of astronaut Subhanshu Shukla during his historic mission to the International Space Station. Dr. Singh reiterated the government's commitment to establish an operational Bharatiya Antariksh Station by 2035 and send an Indian crewed mission to the moon by 2040.
2027 में पहला मानव हिंदुस्तानी अंतरिक्ष में जाएगा गगनयान 2035 में भारतीय अंतरिक्ष स्टेशन और 2040 में एक भारतीय चांद की धरती पर कदम रखेगा और इसलिए ये कहते हुए यकीन भी है और गर्व भी कि मोदी जी के संकल्प के विकसित भारत की सिद्धि 2047 से होने से कुछ साल पहले ही एक भारतीय चांद की धरती पर पहुंच करके विकसित भारत की घोषणा अंतरिक्ष में चांद पर करने वाला.
As the opposition MPs continued with the protest, the presiding officer adjourned the House for the day. In the Rajya Sabha, when the House met after the first adjournment at 2 p.m., leader of the opposition, the Rajya Sabha, Mallikarjun Kharge, raised the special intensive revision issue. Reacting to it, leader of the House, J.P. Nadda, said that from the day one of this monsoon session, the government has reiterated that it is ready to discuss any issue under rules, but the opposition is not cooperating and showing the irresponsible behavior. The opposition MP staged a walkout from the House. After completing the business, the chair adjourned the House for the day. Group Captain Subhanshu Shukla today met Prime Minister Narendra Modi at the Lok Kalyan Marg in New Delhi. Mr. Shukla returned to India yesterday after his historic visit to the International Space Station, ISS. In a social media post, Mr. Modi informed that he discussed a wide range of subjects with the Indian astronaut, including his experiences in space, progress in science and technology, as well as India's ambitious Gaganyaan mission. During the meeting, Mr. Shukla gifted the XCM-4 mission patch to Prime Minister Modi and showed him pictures of the Earth taken from ISS. Parliament today passed the Indian Ports Bill 2025 with the Rajya Sabha approving the bill. The legislation seeks to consolidate the law relating to ports, promote integrated port development, facilitate ease of doing business and ensure optimum utilization of India's coastline. Replying to the discussion on the bill, Minister for Ports, Shipping and Waterways Sarvananda Sonowal said the bill is very significant because it is a reformative initiative.
Bill empowers the government to direct ports to establish a maritime single window system, enabling seamless electronic data exchange and improving the ease of doing business. The bill consolidated penalties into CIDL, decriminalizes certain offenses and removes outdated provision, replacing them with modern and relevant provision. We are laying the foundation for India to become a global maritime leader by 2047.
Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has criticized the opposition for disrupting the proceedings of the parliament. Talking to media outside parliament today, Mr. Rijiju said, when the Election Commission does some work and if someone has any objection, then they should write to the poll panel and file an appeal. This is Akashvani giving you the news for quick news updates around the clock. Follow us on our X handle at EIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on EIR app. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today chaired a meeting to discuss the roadmap for next generation reforms in Delhi. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said they are committed to speedy reforms across all sectors, which will boost ease of living, ease of doing business and prosperity. Union Ministers Amit Shah, Rajnath Singh and Nitin Gadkari were among those who attended the meeting. The portal under the Pradhan Mantri Viksit Bharat Rozgar Yojana has gone live. The scheme will provide incentive of up to 15,000 rupees in two installments to newly employed youth and up to 3,000 rupees per month per new employee to employers for creation of new job opportunities. Prime Minister Narendra Modi had announced the scheme during his Independence Day address from the Red Fort this year. Employers can visit www.pmvbry.epfindia.gov.in or www.pmvbry.labour.gov.in and complete one-time registration process. India's unemployment rate dropped to 5.2% in July this year, down from 5.6% in June for individuals aged 15 years and above. According to the Ministry of Statistics and Program Implementation, monthly labour force and unemployment data, the unemployment rate for female was at 5.1%, while for males stood at 5.3%. National Democratic Alliance NDA Vice Presidential Candidate C.P. Radhakrishnan will file his nomination on Wednesday. An introductory meeting with floor leaders of NDA was held in New Delhi this evening following the arrival of Mr. Radhakrishnan in the national capital. Briefing media in New Delhi after the meeting, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said all NDA leaders will participate in the nomination filing process.
कल पूरे एनडीए पार्टी के पार्लियामेंट्री पार्टी में आदरणीय सीपी राधाकृष्णन जी का फुल फ्लेज इंट्रोडक्शन होगा. हम सब बहुत गौरवान्वित महसूस कर रहे हैं कि आदरणीय सीपी राधाकृष्णन जी जैसे शख्सियत को उपराष्ट्रपति पद के लिए एनडीए की ओर से उम्मीदवार बनाया गया है. आदरणीय प्रधानमंत्री नरेंद्र मोदी जी के नेतृत्व में सारे एनडीए के लीडर्स और एनडीए के मेंबर्स ऑफ पार्लियामेंट सब इस नॉमिनेशन फाइलिंग के प्रोसेस में जुड़ेंगे.
The vice presidential election will be held on the 9th of next month. Earlier in the day, Mr. C.P. Radhakrishnan met Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi. Heavy rain has disrupted normal life across Maharashtra with flooding in several areas of Mumbai. Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis and Deputy Chief Minister Ajit Pawar reviewed flood-like situation across the state and called for coordinated rescue and relief efforts. Meanwhile, the Brihanmumbai Municipal Corporation has announced a holiday tomorrow for all government, private and municipal schools and colleges in the city in view of the red alert for extremely heavy rainfall. We have more from a Mumbai correspondent.
In Mumbai, heavy downpour since three consecutive days has led to widespread waterlogging and disruption of traffic in several areas across the city. Schools and colleges were closed in the afternoon. Suburban trains ran with delays while metro services remained unaffected. The BMC has kept all pumping stations active to reduce waterlogging. In Thane, Raigarh, Ratnagiri and Palghar, heavy rains have led to waterlogging and flooding in several low-lying areas. Power supply was affected in parts of Sangameshwar in Ratnagiri due to the downpour. Rising water levels have also led to the opening of several dam gates across the state. In Nanded, flooding was reported in Mukhed area after the release of water from Vishnupuri Dam. The Army and NDRF teams carried out rescue operations. Sweety Jain, Akashwani News, Mumbai.
The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red alert for extremely heavy rainfall over coastal Karnataka, Konkan, Goa, Gujarat, central Maharashtra and north interior Karnataka for tomorrow. The IMD has also predicted heavy to very heavy rainfall over Chhattisgarh, Kerala, Mahe, south interior Karnataka, Telangana and Vidarbha region tomorrow. In a bilingual live phone and program Public Speak at 9:30 tonight, we will bring a discussion on safety from vector-borne diseases. Professor Community Medicine, AIIMS, New Delhi, Dr. Puneet Mishra will be in our studios to answer the queries of listeners. To participate, listeners can dial the telephone number 011-2371-7117 and 011-2331-4444 from 9:30 p.m. onwards tonight. Benchmark domestic equity indices today ended with gains of around 1%. Sensex rose 676 points to close at 81,274. Similarly, Nifty gained 246 points to settle at 24,877. Kapil Bansla won India's first gold at the 16th Asian Shooting Championship in Simkent, Kazakhstan. Bansla from Palwal in Haryana defeated Uzbekistan's Ikombek Obidyanov by 0.6 points in a 10-meter air pistol men's junior final. India's Jonathan Gavin Anthony secured bronze. Kapil and Jonathan also joined Vijay Tomar to win the silver in the team event. India thus ended day one with a gold and two silver and a bronze. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Russian President Vladimir Putin calls Prime Minister Narendra Modi to share insights on recent meeting with US counterpart in Alaska. Prime Minister Modi stresses for a peaceful resolution of Ukraine conflict. U.S. President Donald Trump to meet Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky along with a group of European leaders in Washington tonight. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar holds talks with his Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi in New Delhi. Lok Sabha holds special discussion on Indian astronaut Subhanshu Shukla's space sojourn. Group Captain Shukla meets Prime Minister Modi in New Delhi. Heavy rain disrupts normal life in Maharashtra with flooding in several areas of Mumbai. And India's Kapil Bansla wins gold in the 10-meter air pistol men's junior event. And that is all in the news at 9. Good night.